Exactly.
We're live in 3, 2. We're live on Facebook.
What's going on, Facebook? Welcome to another episode of Nighttime Shenanigans with me, Sharita. And today our special guest is
Miss.
That's what I'm talking about. So we're gonna talk about promoting what we got going on, the shows, what happened the last 2 weeks, and all that good stuff. So thank you for tuning in. Twitch and chat, go ahead and let me know what's going on, who you want to see. We have, if you are wanting to be on the podcast, put it in the chat so you can get on the rotation. Because I'm proud to say, hey, instead of every 2 weeks, now we're going to go every week. So every Saturday, we're going to have some shenanigans. So I hope you guys are ready because I'm always ready for the shenanigans. I'm with a microphone. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that or not.
Oh, my God.
All right, so El Paso, Texas, if you was at Mona Bar on Tuesday, you caught the best set musically because there was only two bands there. I only caught you guys, so I don't know. I don't even know who the other band was, right? So I caught them and they were just packing up and leaving, so I didn't even get to say hi. I was like, wait, stop, let me talk to you for a minute. So Miss, let us know, what kind of music are you? What kind of band are you?
Yeah, so Miss, pretty much, you can consider it new grunge.
New grunge?
New grunge, and you might feel like, well, what's that, right? The roots kind of come from new metal and grunge. That's kind of where my music comes from. And then, of course, they bring the essence, so Diana and Marilyn, the drummer.
He is.
Right here.
Oh, the drummer?
Mike Rencha. Yeah, my brother. So, drummer, Mike Rencha, and Diana.
Singer and pianist.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, so they bring the essence, and it kind of makes that more beautifully sound,
Nice.
That's kind of where our music comes from, It's all connection together.
And how long have you been playing together?
Almost three years.
Yeah, so back in 2019 was when we did our first show, I think, and then pandemic happened.
Of course.
And then
everybody suffered from the pandemic, shut everything down.
They cut us out.
Yes, I'm still holding on to these COVID-19 pounds, so I feel you.
Same.
Yeah, actually, this show in Mono Bar was kind of our first one after the pandemic,
so
we were excited.
It was a comeback show.
Yeah, and it was kind of last minute, so we were just ready. It's whatever, let's go, let's do it however we can.
Of course, and once you pick that momentum up, because everything stops, and once you pick that momentum up, you have to keep going, because think about it, everybody's opening up stages now, so you guys, I'm hoping you guys are getting booked now for more shows, whether you're here in El Paso. Are you thinking about going on tour?
Yeah. Yes, that's actually something that we're thinking. We're about to release a 12-song album.
Nice.
We already have 7 songs recorded.
Yes.
A little 3 more on the progress as well. But after we release that, that's kind of when we're planning to go down Cali, down here in Texas as well. We'll plan when the time comes, but for now, we'll be playing more shows here in El Paso, Juarez as well, if we get the opportunity, maybe Las Cruces, Albuquerque, we're thinking, so we're trying to stick here regionally first.
Yes.
And then go out, but
that
is the plan.
Sense. Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to get stranded. I can't go to Juarez, so, y'all know my situation. I can't go to Juarez right now because I'm still wearing that green uniform. So I would love to go and catch you guys in Juarez.
Yes.
I speak a little bit of Spanish, okay. Okay, no, y'all know I speak a lot of Spanish. I just don't do it in public. I don't know why. So, where can they hear your music at? Are you guys on Spotify?
Now, they can only hear one song on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So, it's Hollow, the one that we played the Halloween vibe.
Yes.
I'm
on SoundCloud, too.
Yeah, so for now, that's where we're at. We're mixing and mastering all the other songs, and they're about to release in all platforms.
Nice.
Also, you can find it mistmusic.com. So it's Mist with a C as in zebra, mistmusic.com.
Yes.
If you click on the tab there that says music, you can also see live performances that we've done.
Nice.
So that's where you can see more songs, not recorded yet, but live, so they get a feel of the chemistry on stage.
Yes, because I think a lot of people miss that live concert vibe. You're there, the music is hitting you through the speakers. Everybody's waving their hands. And of course, if you're a musician on stage, you love to see the crowd singing back your lyrics. Doesn't that feel awesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking I'm a musician. Nobody's singing back my lyrics. I'm just saying. But just getting that feel. And what about Speaking Rock? Because I know Speaking Rock does a lot of live concerts outside right now. That would be great for you
guys. Yeah, a show there, yeah.
Yeah, that would be exciting, you know. So I mean, if anyone like from Speaking Rock wants to hit us up, you know, I don't know the contact of the booking, but like I'm trying to contact, you know, if you're watching, hit us up. I mean, eventually we'll find you, you know. we'll play there eventually, you know, like that's the plan. But yeah, I like that live events are going up, so we're starting to move. We're planning to do more open mics as well, you know, because that's kind of a where you see more of the talent, you know?
And speaking of open mics, this is where I met Miguel. We was at Richie's open mic over at Sheepdog Brewery. And he's like, I see you got a podcast. Can I be on it? I was like, yes. That's the best way to get on it, right? Just ask.
Just ask.
Right? Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let me put you down. But the thing was, we were both drinking. So I was like, let me ask him in the morning when we're sober. So that way he wasn't like fucking with me. And I was like, wait. Was he serious or not? So the next day, I was like, hey, you still want to be on a podcast? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. So when we met at Motorbar, I was like, podcast still? He's like, yeah. All right. So always confirm, confirm, and confirm, just in case. But wait till you're, like, sober.
I know, right? Yeah, and definitely, you know, so, and even last minute shows, if we can, you know, like, we don't promise all of them, but, like, on Monobar, it was last minute. Like, it was midday that it was like, hey, and it was thanks to Luisa, by the way, so thank you.
Yeah.
She tagged me, you know, they're like, hey, they need a last minute music. I was like, let me contact the whole band. And I was messaging them individually, like, hey, can you make it happen? And which, by the way, I do want to give a shout out to my cousin, the bass player. Mm-hmm. He couldn't make it because he's also a mariachi.
Oh,
so he plays trumpet and he's out there kind of like doing that right
working now. Working on the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. Get the hustle on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, any last minutes or anything if we can, we'll be there. And yeah, with time, we can also plan. So hit us up. You know, we're open to do lots of shows.
Yes. And also, in addition to the shout out to Monobar, it's to Orlando VC in the comic world, and Anthony Ryan. They are the host of Monobar's Tuesday, every other Tuesday, Mike. So thank you for that. And see how that networking goes. It's so great to meet people, different walks of life, different genres of art, and just come together and just entertain. So it's so much fun. So it's like, I'm so happy I did this.
Yeah, it's very cool, you know. And one thing about like about Mist is that we don't just do music like with Mist, you know. Like for example, with Diana, we're helping her do like another kind of hip hop on the side that she's doing, you know. So I don't know if she wants to tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, because she's quiet all the time. She's quiet.
I'm a little quiet, but
I'm actually working with one of my best friends. His name is Leo MC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he calls himself that.
Yes.
Right now, he is in California, and we're going to be working with the CEO for Universal Talents.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're going to prepare that song, like, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're excited about that.
And what? How do you describe your hip hop flavor?
I mean, I don't know. I thought about that.
Just like I've never been there.
Rap.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get her ready for the real interview questions when Rolling Stone calls and they want to interview you. Like,
up with Jimmy Fallon, right? Like the night talk shows.
Yeah, so
we were actually last night, like all the way up to like, 12 in the morning, you know, recording that song and helping her out and performing it. But it's more of like a rock feel, but it's hip hop as well. So that's what it's pretty cool.
It's like rap rock. It's like Linkin Park, Korn, all those influencers that came out, Little House of Pain. So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. We're here for it because we're going to support, right?
Yes.
El Paso, you're going to support Miss, right?
Yep.
So tell us, what made you all individually get into music to begin with?
Well, I started in high school, East Lowe High School, that's my high school. I joined the all-female drum corps. I was in the drum corps, and I was actually a leader there as well. And I also joined band's drumline, so that's where it all started. Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
I was good at it, so it stayed like that. And then a few years later, she contacted me through a friend asking me if I wanted to be a drummer for Mist, and that's when I joined them.
Nice.
And since there, I haven't stopped.
Oh, that's awesome.
Keep going.
Right. What about you?
I love music since elementary. You know, I used to play the piano. I was in orchestra in middle school. I was in choir. I was also in chamber choir when I was in high school with Porflit, by the way. He's the best choir teacher.
Aww.
Shout out to Porflit.
Yes.
Shout out to Porflit, yes.
And yeah, so my story, like, it's a little bit the opposite of theirs. They have like all this training and everything,
right?
You know, like chamber choir.
I grew up in the genre.
So I did join, like, my first kind of like introduction to music was middle school band. I played the trombone.
Okay.
So I think back, that's kind of like when I learned how to read tabs, you know, because I don't know for any of those that play trombone, it's a slider. Yeah. It doesn't really, they're not keys that you have to like hit. So
you're not cheating A, B, C, D, E.
Something like that. So if you guys know, like in the guitar, how the tabs work, right? You see the letters and everything.
Yeah.
In the trombone, there's 7 positions. Excuse me. And it's like first position, second, third, and fourth. Mm-hmm. So whenever I would read sheet music, I didn't really know what chord I was playing or like note. I would just put like 1, 2, and like 4. And I was like, okay, 7 position, and then high. And you're kind of like trying to hit the notes. And I guess that's when I trained my ear, because they were like, oh, that note is higher. So I did quit band, you know, and I kind of like tried to join guitar in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But then I only did 1 semester, dropped it,
oh, no.
And I didn't pick up a guitar back again until sophomore when I was in high school.
Okay.
And same thing, it was more like for a credit. I wasn't really into music. Like, I would listen to music. I would tell myself, I wish I could perform like that, but I never saw myself doing it.
Right.
But when I took that credit, you know, it kind of like opened my eyes a little bit more, started learning. But then that was that. And I didn't pick back up until a year after I graduated.
Right.
So like actually when I was like, what, 21?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I actually, 21, 22, that's when I started picking up the guitar,
right.
You know, kind of like reading tabs and like starting kind of like playing. And until like a few years ago, I just started learning about like chords, scales, and all of that.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's one thing also, I like sharing that because some people might feel like, oh, I'm too old to get started.
Right.
Or like, oh, like, no, I already missed my mark. Like, and no, it's like,
right.
Man, it's just for
so
me getting
started.
I tried
it. I didn't sound so good. I quit.
Yeah. And then after that, I started playing. I joined one band as a bass player.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Mercy. That was the name of it. There are songs in Spotify, actually, if you want to check those out.
Oh, nice. Check that out.
That's a little bit more like nu metal, hard rock kind of deal. And my friend, Miko, he actually told me, like, hey, we need another, like, bass player.
Okay.
But I played guitar. And I was like, I've never played bass in my life, but how hard could it be? So I just...
Easy. You just write sheet music. C, D.
Exactly. Yeah. And I lighted my resume, and I was like, how hard it could be? I was like, yup, I play bass. So I went, tried out. Then I joined a couple of other bands, started doing my own projects. I was like, hey, you know, I could do this on my own, you know?
Right.
And now, like, we're working on, you know, like I said, the 12 song albums, and like, they're helping me as well. So, I always say, like, I thank everyone on the road, especially who's with me right now,
of
you know?
Course.
But yeah, that's kind of like what got me into music. Like I said, I know it's a little bit longer response than you probably expected.
We got an hour. What? This is perfect. This is better than... Yeah. So.
Yeah.
This is good. This is what we need.
All right, cool.
Feedback, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's kind of like where I got to. And like recently, that's another thing, you know? And it's funny that day that I met you,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I mean, the open mic happened, you know, because I got tagged, because Lisa was there and I got to talk to her also. Then now this podcast, and I remember I was telling to myself, like that night before, I was like, man, like you want to be a musician, an artist, but you're not going out, you know, because like the pandemic kind of like got us like
not
in a shell.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to be public figures eventually if we make it somewhat, you know,
yeah.
and like get known or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I need to do? Get out in public.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And remember I said like, no, I'm just here supporting now. Like I'm
yeah.
not kind of like, because I performed we perform actually, you know, it was Marlene also there and myself, you know,
I got there late. I was at open mic, so...
Yeah, so that first time, you know, same thing. It was kind of, like, unplanned, but that's why it was only me and her. But then this last open mic, it was everyone
right.
again.
And remember who Luisa is. Luisa is our awesome producer here at Bina Love Studios, and she's an awesome DJ. And if you were here last weekend, we had Hotel Indigo. They were doing a set at Hotel Indigo, and that's all I'm going to say about that part. But you know Luisa.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, we've seen that, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what I mean? That's where I'm at musically as well. Like, I'm open to do, like, that's with Miss, right, and rock. But me personally, you know, as I said earlier, I'm Mike Rencha, right? And Mike Rencha, though, he does, like, EDM music. I do have some hip-hop as well,
nice.
Kind of, like, beats. a little bit more like indie. Oh yeah, reggaecumbia. We're working with David, you know, so this other guy, shout out, he kind of like came up with a beat, and it's more, we call it reggaecumbia because it's kind of like reggaeton and cumbia combined, you know.
Is that hard to mix that? Because cumbia is kind of just like one.
Yes.
Yeah, but
reggaeton, we get nasty.
Yeah, so it's kind of like in the middle. It's family friendly, but you could still get you know, like dancing and doing all of that.
Keep introducing yourselves to the camera, you know, and tell them who you are again, and thank you for watching, because you guys have people watching. So
yes.
All right, for sure.
Everybody's tuning in.
Belinda Robson, Anthony Ryan.
Yes.
Chad Chaos.
What's up, Chadster? Work on them jokes, buddy.
Ben Armando Hewitt, Sonny Guitar Silva.
Yes.
And Sonny saying, the Rita Show. And then Ben said, never too old to pick up an instrument.
Exactly.
Yep.
And exactly. Chuck is, he's just saying, what's up?
Yeah.
Also, what's up, man?
Just want to say hi.
Yeah, so Miss 915, by the way, guys, you can find us everywhere. There, you know.
Right, so you're on Facebook, Instagram, what other social media?
Yeah, so, I mean.
Twitter.
Yeah, we actually do have a Twitter, you know, so.
Let them know.
Everywhere, like everywhere, if you type in Miss 915, we should pop up.
M-I-Z-T. Z as in zebra.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. M-I-Z as in zebra, T-915, website, mistmusic.com as well, where you can go ahead and check out some live shows that we did, you know.
Awesome.
Also, some interviews that we posted there that we did in all in El Paso. Shout out to them as well.
Julio Ortega. Thank you for having us.
He was actually one of the first one that invited us to his show, you know. So thank you, Julio, you know. Shout out out there as well.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. Always thank our supporters, because that's the biggest thing. We have to have supporters, and a lot of times it's like that hater, don't put that hater vibes out there. If you see somebody out there growing and they're doing things for the community, what's the problem? Support local, because you never know how high somebody's gonna make it, and they're gonna remember you, and you want them to remember you for the good things, right? So that's my public service announcement for Saturday.
Nice.
I think it's hard to find supporters for some reason.
Yeah.
And then when you first start out, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to be this musician. Everybody's like, yeah, right, sure. And then when you sit there and tell them, hey, we got to open mic on this night, or we got a show on this night, and we go and we promote it. We use our social medias to put it out. Like, I'm promoting two shows, June 25th and June 26th. We're going to be at Tanya's Gridiron June 25th and Max Seafood Downtown, right? And it's like, buy the tickets, come support. So for you guys being musicians, how do you find support?
So, well, you want to go? You're going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of my friends are very supportive. By the way, Israel, David, they've always been there since my first show. And that's how, like, and also with Miguel, like, he has a lot of connections, so that's how we find support.
That's good.
He's very social.
I know, right?
So he helps us a lot.
That's really good.
Yeah, and it's just like, I mean, I say that, one thing I always say is, if you don't ask, you won't know, and what's the worst thing that can happen? You'll be at the same spot you were before.
Right, because right, you'll so be stagnant, like, nothing's happening, you're sitting on the couch trying to figure out what went wrong.
Yeah,
you know, and that's one thing, that's where a lot of people are like, well, I mean, I want to make it, but they're expecting for that big break, and that's not how it works, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta
grind,
you gotta work for it, you gotta get out there, like, they don't see all of those hard nights, you know.
Right, the behind the scenes.
Exactly, like, they just see you out there making it, you know, saying, like, oh, I knew him since, like, they started,
right.
But then when we started, like you were saying, some people are like, ah, well, I don't know, you know, like, I mean, I know people have lives and everything, and thank you for those of you that have supported us. Some of us actually let us know, hey, I feel bad, I'm going to go next time.
Right.
At least they reach out, you know, and everything. But with that, that's kind of like the deal. Just going out, talk, meet people, you know. And that's, I'm, like she said, I'm very social. I just like talking.
But do you think some people, they just can't get off the couch because they don't know where to start?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, that would be a very good point. You know, a lot of people don't know where to start. And the thing that happens is that when they try to start, they might meet people that don't guide them in the right direction.
Yes.
Or that they don't really know a lot. Right. And they might paint a big picture of like, oh, I'm going to do this all for you. But first, invest. Or first, do something. And it's like, you know, as a young artist, I remember I would get kind of like excited when I was like, oh, I'm gonna, with Lost Mercy, we did like a battle of the bands, but it's kind of like those. And I mean, it's still good. It's the sell your tickets kind of deal, which is a little bit better because you still get some sort of like, you know, compensation.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it's kind of like, well, you got to put the effort, you work for that. And that was like when I first started.
Right.
You know, later on, I learned how like, hey, we can promote actually better for free, you know, like get reach out to more people.
Right.
But yeah, I guess that's like you said, the biggest thing is they don't know where to start. And sometimes you meet the wrong connections, but never give up, you know, just like picking up the instrument, just keep going at it, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So would you say from the time you started to like right about now, what's changed?
Like as a band or as individuals or everything?
Both.
Both? I mean,
we got a whole hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we talk.
I feel like I've evolved a lot because I started just as a beginner and now like I've advanced so much and I'm even in another band now. So slowly but surely, I'm getting out there.
See, she will tell you about the other band. What's the name of the other band?
Rugido de Felinos. Yeah. Shout out to Cacho, Richie. Shout out.
You guys can find us there. Also, I'm the bass player there.
Yeah.
As well. We're going to bring it up here shortly.
We're going to have some shows coming up too with them. So, you guys going to go follow us. But yeah, I feel like I've made a change ever since I started from now, and I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
Yes.
What about you, Deanna?
I mean, I never played a bass before, and he taught me how to play the bass, so I love it.
Right. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Evolving, right? Like,
yeah,
I've known Deanna, by the way. I don't think I mentioned this, but we went to the same, like, elementary, middle school, and high school, but we didn't really talk to each other. It was more of like, hey, we know you're there kind of deal. You know, we would have...
We see each other in the hallway.
Yeah, we would have each other for classes, you know, and just during the classes, like, hey, what's the answer for 10, right? just don't like that, or like, hey, cover me while I'm doing, like, something right. But yeah, it wasn't after actually graduation, which, by the way, shout out to Nefer. Nefer's the one that kind of, Nefer, hello. Neferteti Chavarria, you know, for those of you.
Thanks to her, we reconnected.
Because it was her graduation party. So she graduated from college. Good job, girl. And thanks to that, Miss was born in a way, right? Because that's where I reconnected with Deanna. And we just started kind of like, I remember, same like with you when I met you. We were talking, we were drinking, and it was like, hey, let's start a band. Yeah, I've been wanting to kind of like do. I was like, yo, I have a couple of songs. Are you willing to come? And she always tells me, like, I thought you were just bluffing. I thought it was going to happen.
Because you never know where it's going to go unless you sit down and have the conversation.
Yeah.
And with being a new band, you're new to me. So when I say a new band, I don't mean to disrespect you, but being new to me. So, but being a band, do you ever have those hard times where it's just like, I don't want to work with you right now? Do you have
a lot of times.
You do?
Like, you want to talk about it?
Because the way they're sitting right here talking and they're grooving, they're like, all right, cool, but we want to know.
Oh, man, let me tell you, if there were cameras following us, we would be one of top, like, MTV, like, reality shows, like, behind the bands, you know, like, forget about the Kardashians or the Osbournes or whatever, like, we can make a show, like, we can even do a show individually, you know, like, as a
That's
band.
That's for having women in his band.
But see, okay, but I think we should dispel the myth that women can't work together, because I don't believe that. I think women can work together.
Yeah.
I just think that people highlight that when there's a disagreement, they're thinking you can't talk it out. And that's not
true. Yeah, that's immature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like you should be able to talk it out. And or sometimes if you need a cooling period, be like, you know what? I can't talk to you right now. Give me a moment. We'll come back. Right?
Exactly.
And then we come back to it. We sit down and we explain what the differences was, where the disconnect was, and move forward. So don't be out there putting out this bad juju, women don't work together.
And it's pretty cool and it's fun. Like, I like it. But I know, like, I mean, sometimes it does get tense, you know, and we get. But, I mean, we grow past through it.
Exactly.
And I feel that that's also how we grow as a band and evolve.
Right.
You know, like, since you were asking us about that, you know, we've evolved as persons, as friends, you know.
Right.
Kind of, like, getting to know each other a lot better. You know, we're starting to open, you know,
talk.
It's not like, yes, the music's there, but it's more about, more from the music, you know, like, behind
the
scenes. Exactly.
It's like
bond.
We just... we just met each other in the band. Like, some people are in bands, but they already know each other from, like, back in the day.
Right.
But I just met them, so I'm barely, like, getting to know them and stuff.
Right,
so,
and there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, if you guys are just tuning in, welcome to Nighttime Shenanigans with your host, Sharita. That's me. And I got a special guest here, musician, the musical band, Mitz. Okay, my accent getting in the way. So, and we're talking about, like, upcoming shows they have, how they met, how they're getting along in the entertainment world. So if you're just tuning in, thank you. Twitch channel, we see you over there. I can't read it because it's so far away, but I'll read your comments later, okay? So remember, if you want to be on the show, put it in the chat box and we'll get to you, we'll schedule you, because we have no problem promoting. But make sure that when we come up here, yeah, I got something positive to promote. I'm sorry that your cat died, but we're not going to sit here and talk about that for 30 minutes, okay? We're just not. So types of topics that we talk about here, it's shenanigans. We talk about almost anything pretty much. And we are so grateful to have Mitz here coming in and supporting the podcast. So please check them out. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all social medias. So what's next? What's in the future for you guys?
So
how far do you think you're going to go?
So we are gonna go far,
that's,
you know, that's one
about
thing. We are gonna make it far, whatever the definition of far is, because some of you might feel like, oh, far is like being as big like in all the countries.
Yeah.
Other people it's just like, hey, making a tour, like selling a couple of albums here and there, you know.
Yeah.
But we're gonna make it, you know, like that's what
course.
I'm gonna say. We're gonna make it.
I can't wait to see you guys on the Rock House stage.
Oh yeah,
I'm always there for concerts.
Oh yeah, no, and we're definitely planning to do. We actually did a release there from Rugido de Felinos,
nice.
Back like a couple of years back when we released kind of like our first EP,
okay.
And we rocked out there. So definitely, we're planning to get back out there,
yes.
As well. But yeah, one thing I wanted to say that I forgot about now is. That I do want to thank Diana, because when I first started, yeah, let's give her a applause.
Yes,
because yes. Here's why, and you might be thinking, like,
claps,
why? So if you heard me when I started, my singing wasn't the greatest, you know, and Diana was the one coaching me. She was a tough coach, like, man, don't yell, right? Like, I know you're, like, passionate, but don't yell. It's like,
yeah.
You gotta get kind of like that groove.
He over there thinking he had the karaoke all-stars.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I appreciate, you know, because if it's someone else, they're just like, oh, you're doing fine.
Right.
When I'm not, you know, and it's like, and she kind of like has the will to tell me, like, hey, man, like, you're sucky. Like, this is what you need to do, right?
Right.
But I respect that because I know, like, she sings beautiful. If you didn't hear her on
Monobar.
On Monobar.
Yes.
If you've heard of Evanescence, Amy Lee, something similar like that, you know? So,
right.
And yeah, and she's kind of like been like my vocal coach, you know? When I started, I could barely even play a song, and let alone play and sing, you know? And once I started playing and singing, my voice kind of like went down because you're now doing two things. So that's kind of like one of the things that she was helping me
right.
while playing. And so, I mean, we would have never gotten where we're at if
exactly.
it wasn't like, you know, for her coaching as
exactly.
as well, going into where we're going,
yes.
you know, like now with what she was saying, with working with people in California, right, with her other side project, same thing with us, you know, with Rugido de Felinos, we're going to go on a Texas tour down in September.
Nice.
So like 4 days in a row, we're going to Houston, Austin, San Antonio,
right.
You know, and that's what we're planning right
okay.
now. We're actually on the talks about that.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're definitely going to be out there, you know, whether
yeah.
our type of music is what you like, you know, give us a like, follow us. If it's not
exactly.
the type of music you like, well, just share the link. Someone might like it.
Exactly.
You know?
So that's why it's important that you go Mitz. Facebook, Instagram, their social media, so you could like, follow them, so you know where they're going to be at. If you're already in a tour, because a lot of us El Pasoans, we travel. And then you have family members in other places, Houston, San Antonio, come on, I'm always there. Austin, that'd be a great tour.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun, and like
it's
I
amazing.
Said, yeah, and we're going for that, and eventually we want to do that with Mist as well, you know, when we release our album, so they can actually find us in all platforms.
Yes.
Set up, you know, so like if there's people from Austin, San Antonio out there watching
yes.
us, you know, we're down for podcast as well, you know,
okay.
or invites, anything, you know, let us know,
yes.
anything, you know,
yes.
so yeah, Mist 915, MIZ, as in zebra, right? T915 and mistmusic.com is our website as
yes.
well, where you can find some of like our live performances that
yes,
we've done.
Yes, definitely go check that out. All right, it's time for the corny questions. So what's your guys' favorite color?
Blue.
Mine is yellow.
Mine is black and blue.
Really? And what's your guys' birth signs? I'm a Libra.
Leo.
There you go.
He's an Aquarius.
Aquarius, yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Really?
Yes.
And what's your favorite food? Because I love pizza.
Wings.
There you go.
Oh, man. Like
French fries.
Okay. Anything, but I guess tacos. Generic,
see,
but
when
I don't
you
know.
See them on tour, you Mexican like get them tacos. Drinks. Get yeah. them tacos, fries, pizza. We're friendly. We're foodies. That's what's up.
Agua fresca, or like yeah. I know that, horchata, and all okay. that.
But with you guys being musicians, who are some of your favorite musicians that you listen to?
You can start.
I am highly influenced by Hayley Williams.
Okay.
She's one of my biggest influences. So yeah, that's like my top right now.
Nice.
Number one. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Dana?
I have a lot like Madonna, Chevelle.
Oh yes, the red.
Queen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What else? Backstreet Boys.
Nice. Oh, gosh,
nice.
We're still doing the dances.
Yeah.
What about you?
So for me, I mean, my biggest one and it would be like Slipknot. Slipknot
nice.
Is kind of like, you know, I'm going to go see them this November. I'm
yes.
excited.
Yes.
Third time, right? But Avenged Sevenfold is what got me into music. So, like, I'm always putting them up there. It was the City of Evil album, for those of you wondering, because I know
yeah.
they evolved.
Yeah.
But City of Evil, that's what got me. Man, I wish I could play, like, Saki Vengeance. So, that's kind of, like, my top, you know, when it comes to that. But most of my influence, you know, they range from, like, Jimi Hendrix all
yes.
the way to, like, Mudvayne. Like I said, Godsmack, Korn.
Yeah.
Kind of like more like nu metal, also Soundgarden, you know, like in the grunge
yeah.
side.
R.I.P. Chris Cornell, yes.
Yep, Chris Cornell, you know, R.I.P. Also Nirvana, you know, same
yeah.
thing. So Pearl Jam, stuff
yeah.
like that, you know. So
oh my God.
More of the grungy, nu metal, rockish
right.
side, that's what influences me the most.
That is awesome. I'm so bummed out. Like, I was ready to buy my tickets to go see Korn this September. Like.
Wow.
Why'd y'all take all the tickets?
I know.
Y'all could have left me like half of one seat and all the tickets. This is the first time I'm not going to go to Albuquerque to see Korn. I'm just like,
But for me, thankfully, I got to meet them backstage, actually.
No way!
I have their autographs
what?
And everything, yeah.
When was this?
I don't remember the year, but it was when they came to Cruces.
Yes.
To the Pan American, and actually,
okay.
you know, it was one of those sweepstakes from like Kaylee Q. No. I was like, hey, let's just enter, let's see
okay,
what
yeah.
happens, you know, like, same
and,
thing,
and
one of
vote,
those.
Right?
And I won it. I remember I went, got the tickets, I had to meet Disturbed, and I love both bands, Disturbed
yeah.
and Korn, but like, I told him, man, can I meet Korn? I like them slightly better. I was like, I like nothing against them fair. Like, I love David Draymond.
Right,
and
he's cool
that.
Too.
But I was like, oh, like Fieldy, if you ask me, who's your favorite bass player? Like, Fieldy.
Definitely Fieldy.
You know, Fieldy's
hey,
one of
Fieldy,
my favorite.
I think you need to send him some free shirts or something.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, for sure. You know, Fieldy.
Your biggest fans right here
yeah.
on the podcast, Nighttime Shenanigans. That's why it's called Shenanigans.
Yes. So that was a pretty cool experience. You know, like, I got to meet them. It was backstage. Got to meet
right.
the whole band.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and the cool thing also is that one of my first rock concerts, like, where I did a mosh pit,
yes.
I was 17 at the time. It was a Korn concert.
Oh,
a Speaking Rock. Free series, if you remember. I still remember being going, like, against, like, big military buff guys, you know, and, like,
yeah.
other people. I was like, all right, I got anger. I'm a teen. Let's, like, let's lose, you know?
Teen
yeah,
oh
so
my gosh.
Korn kind of like goes way back with me as well. That's one of my top kind of like bands on that.
Awesome. All right, I see you tweet chat. I can't read it because I'm so far away. I can't read it. But okay. But yeah, if you can read it, let me know.
yeah,
that's what chat over there.
That also,
so. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like if you don't answer the chat, they get mad at you.
All right. It says we want Somi.
Oh, that's Domingo.
Sonny.
Okay, we don't worry
yeah.
about Domingo. Domingo, you did a good set yesterday, but you're not going to heckle me every day. Okay, so that's Domingo. He's our resident heckler. All
right. Hey, Domingo.
But again, remember, if you want to be on the podcast, hit us up in the chat. Let us know. We'll schedule you. Now, today, we're announcing it. We're going to be podcasting every Saturday because we have so many people that are taking interest in the podcast. I'm super grateful that you are letting me into your world and giving this platform to grow. So you guys are amazing. So next corny question. I have to ask because that's what I do. Who's a horror fan and what's your favorite horror movie?
Ooh, okay, so the name Mist was born from the movie The Mist.
There you go, see, that's why we have to
you know, like,
yes.
You know Stephen King, but That ending, though. Thomas Jane
had to feel so sick. He done, I'm going to tell you the ending. He done killed his baby. Oh, damn.
That's actually, I don't know if you were going to ask me later on, like, what's the reason behind myth or something.
Keep going.
You know, I watched that movie. I still remember I was young, and that's kind of like when it stuck. Because it's like The Mist.
Yes.
And you know, in The Mist, like right there, you never know what's ahead of you. Remember how, like, they're kind of like, hey, what's out there? And they didn't want to keep going.
Yes.
Right? And sometimes that's how life is. You don't know what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you got to keep moving forward, right? You got to keep moving because you never know. Like, that ending is like, you never know what's going to happen.
And then you just cut yourself short.
And that's our slogan, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like the, you never know what's ahead. You know, because that's the thing, you know. That ending, I mean, spoiler alert, it's an old movie.
It's
sad. Yeah, but... The main character ends up killing like everyone in there,
yes.
including his kid,
his own kid,
because they hear like this like monsters coming,
yes.
and that ends up being the military
coming
to save him.
Like,
and he's still alive there holding. Oh, like, man, you just killed your kid. Like, what? You know, it's like.
But you know what? Stephen King's got a lot of like sick and twisted stuff. I love Stephen King. I have almost every book of Stephen King. I've seen all his movies. I kind of don't like the book to movie transition sometimes because the books are more in depth, more.
Yeah.
They make you use your imagination to things you can't see. And then the movies is like, I don't think we should put this on.
Because it's too, like, yeah. Like, it is one of my favorite ones as well. Like, Yeah. Actually, on the first performance, I think, or, like, in second one, I wore, like, a Pennywise shirt.
Did you?
But it was, like, a Funko Pop kind of, like, Pennywise.
Oh,
yeah,
those
so.
Are the cute ones. Like, you can't be scared of any little clown.
Yeah, and that, thank you. Shout out to my sister. She's the one that made me watch horror movies without me wanting. Like, because, I mean, she's a horror fan. And growing up together, she was like, hey, let's watch movies. And then she's like, let's put this horror flick. Like, Nightmare on Elm Street, man, I couldn't sleep for the longest time. I was
that
like,
that was the first horror movie I ever saw as a kid, and I didn't want to go to sleep. I was like, he can kill you while you sleep. Like, there's the sanctuary.
Okay, so the first time I saw that, I went home and watched the Teletubbies right after. I was super small. I was like, this is gonna help me sleep. I was like, I need to bring this down.
What about you? Like,
I'm not really a horror movie fan.
No.
I'm really not. But I like comedy. I like a lot of comedy.
Okay. What's your favorite comedy then?
Superbad. That's one of my favorites. And Pineapple Express.
Okay. Okay.
I love Paranormal Activity. Okay. I love Annabelle, The Conjuring.
Yes. And that's why I brought it up, because after this, I'm going home and watch The Conjuring. It's on, you know, it's over, out in theaters. Yes, that's the new one.
Yeah.
And it's on HBO Max, and I'm lazy, so.
I just saw it actually, like, this morning. Well, no, I didn't see it, but that was my plan.
Okay, yes.
To go right now and go watch it, because I was like, yeah, and.
They said it was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, so we horror movie buffs, you know what we're doing. All right. Go ahead, chat. Let us know what's your favorite horror movies. Go ahead, keep the conversation going.
Yep.
Because we're reading it as we can go. Well, the ones we can see it. You're all right. So, I mean, thank you guys so much for coming out, you know. The producer should let us know what the time is. Because we got people that's coming in, watching,
yes.
standing, going. So, I'd like to thank Miss for coming and being our guest here on the podcast at Nighttime Shenanigans. We got... So, Miguel, I guess, is the front man because he's been doing the most talking. Deanna, the behind-the-scenes guru. She's getting the networking going. And it's Mailing.
Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. So, Badass. I mean, this is the first time I met a band with more than one female. And we don't hype it up, but we are promoting women doing things in the community, right?
Because
that's Nighttime, that's where Nighttime Shenanigans podcast come from, is what were women doing in El Paso? Because 9 times out of 10, you see bands, it's mostly guys rocking out. And in comedy world, it's just mostly men. And we're trying to let you guys know, like, females, we're here. So if you see us, I'm comedian, they're musicians.
Yes.
Come on out. Whatever your passion is, come on out. And that's what we're doing. We're not disclaiming the guys. We're just saying, you know, females are out here. Let's do it.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So I hope to see you guys out there more. Whether it's open mics or at your show, because, you know, you're gaining a following here, because like Luisa said, there's people liking, sharing, go on their pages and follow them individually or as a band, whatever it is, and support. We can't emphasize that enough.
Yes.
We're not getting enough support. So if you don't get enough support in your hometown, imagine going on the road and going to new places where people don't know you and getting on those stages and rocking those stages out. And that's where you have to get into support sometimes. So I'm just happy to announce that, yes, we are Nighttime Shenanigans Podcast. What else do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, do you guys have something you want to bring up, or?
Nothing at you.
You're like, you're the one that talks. You're the one.
Yeah, he's been leading the whole time.
You got
so
a lot
like,
to say.
Yeah, I mean, I could start rapping right now. I'm just kidding.
You rap
what are they saying right there?
I have my favorite rock band. They're all females. The band Scandal from Japan. That's what's up.
Nice. I love, I don't know if you guys, I'm pretty sure heard of it. Baby Metal.
Yes, I saw Baby Metal. They came with Yellow Wolf 1 year, and they were at the amphitheater, and that was the Korn concert.
Yeah.
What about Kitty? Kitty's one of all female bands. Do you guys know Kitty?
No,
I've never heard.
Great rock.
See, so this is where we're learning.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. And I mean, I don't know. I just love like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard of Skillet as well,
of course,
but Skillet has like two female band members as well.
Right.
And that's kind of like Lacuna Coil as well. I don't know if you guys have heard of Trip to Darkness.
Hailstorm is female-led, so Lizzie Hale was just hosting the Women of Rock Week on Sirius XM Octane. So I caught that.
Nice.
And then her and Evanescence, Amy Lee, they were out there supporting that. So that was really cool. So
yeah, that's like, pretty cool. Yeah, and I mean, I like all of that, you know, all of that stuff. It's pretty cool, the all-female bands, Baby Metal, but... I don't know where I was going with this, because I just kind of got sidetracked.
We were just supporting.
Yeah, but pretty much, you know, one thing I was going to say is, you know, we were talking about horror movies and everything now. Pretty much a lot of... So the album that's coming out, it's called Split Minds. You know, so Split Minds, it already has a title. 6 songs are going to be in English. 6 songs are going to be in Spanish.
Nice.
You know? So, Hollow, our song in the English side, like, that's from Halloween. And I don't know, that's probably why you asked, right? If you probably remembered. But Hollow, we want to feature it in, like, a horror movie. You know? Or, like, a horror short film. It has that feel. So, if you go listen to it, that one's actually on SoundCloud. My bad. SoundCloud. So SoundCloud, same thing. Just put SoundCloud/Miss915.
Yes.
Will come out. There's 3 different versions. Hollow, there's the extended version, the sneaky intro version that Diana did out here with the piano. Like, that's all her on the piano.
And spooky.
And then the psycho intro.
Oh.
You know, so it's kind of like, it has the feel. Like, psycho intro is like if you're being chased. Kind of like for a slasher movie.
Oh.
Kind of like that. You know, that's, I mean, you guys can go listen to it, see what it makes you feel. But that's the slasher movie, right?
Yeah.
The sneaky intro, that feels more of like kind of a Paranormal Activity. Kind of like more like sneaky-ish, you know what I mean? She said she liked that, so kind of like where the feel comes from.
Well, is there any plans on making music videos?
We are working. As a matter of fact, like I already have everything planned out, like for the, what do you call it? The screenboard or storyboard?
The storyboard.
I already have the storyboard for that music video for Hollow. I don't have like stick figures or anything. It's more of like describing what I want in each panel. I listened to the song, kind of like decided what second we're going to do. Like that I did it myself. I still need to review it with the band to see like if that's cool or if we need to do it more. But that's kind of like right there, the rough draft. It's there, like, so the basic idea of Hollow and the video, it's there. We just need to mix it, master it, get it a little bit better going, which when it comes out with the album, that's when we're going to start releasing the video.
I can't
and all
wait.
Of that stuff.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I want to see some spooky horror movie videos. I'll be like, I know them.
Yeah, and pretty much, you know, the Hollow, when we start singing, like I said, even the lyrics, you know, I'm very, we're actually both very good lyricists, you know, she is awesome writing lyrics, right? But with me, when I write, I kind of like try to keep it poetic in a way, I guess. But what I sing, it's like at the beginning, it's like werewolves and vampires, some demons too.
Wow.
They roam the night, they'll come for you.
Hmm.
You know, into the darkness, there's no escape. Everyone knows that is your fate. You know, so it's kind of, it's a poem. I did it.
It
I
is.
Put it there.
All right, so you know I'm a comedian, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask the question. Y'all be hanging out in cemeteries? What y'all be doing? Where's this all coming from?
I live in between Concordia Cemetery and Evergreen.
Okay.
I'm like about 20
so
years.
So inspiration's right there.
And like literally, I would walk, like I went to Jeff, you know, so go Foxes. But yeah, Jefferson High School, same thing. Deanna out here, right? You said you went to Socorro, right?
No, I went to Isleta.
Oh, Isleta, my bad. But yeah, Isleta, so, my tragedy, like, when I was walking to
We got a horror story.
Yeah, well, actually, I have a bunch of horror stories. I did see, actually, like, you could say, And the cool thing about that is that it was a party in my house. So I wasn't the only one. Like, it was like, ah, you're just drunk. Like, no. Like, more people saw it, you know? And, we thought it was, like, the cops or something. Because, like, we saw a shadow. And it was like, man, you know, they're here. Someone called the cops or something. And my dog was just barking, like, towards the alley.
Right.
And pretty much when, like, I said, hey, there's someone here. My friend ran, like, to see. Mm-hmm. And we just saw, like, a light move. And when he went there, there was nothing. And it was like, we saw it. It's like, what happened?
Wow,
so nothing happened near there, you know, so
oh my God.
Definitely.
Go ahead, chat. Go ahead, chat. Put your horror stories in there. Like, oh, that one time I went walking by. Okay, yeah. Go
yeah,
ahead.
So like, I've learned to cope with it. Like, to cope with horror things, it's just
I'm a scaredy cat. I would not pass a cemetery to save my life. I'm not doing it. I'm not, when I drive on the side of the road, I got to drive all the way around.
Part of the music video in Hollow, it's actually in the cemetery. Ooh! Like there's some scenes that are gonna be there.
Okay, as long as I can see it on the screen, I'm not gonna see it. I'll watch the video. That's where I'm at. Okay, I'm scaredy cat.
Yeah.
But I love horror movies. I mean, I don't know. It's just the adrenaline, like the rush. It's like, ooh, the what ifs. I'm like, oh.
And I guess that the field where I live, it's, well, now it's getting a little bit more brighter.
Yeah.
But growing up, it was very, like, dark. And, like, you really, like, if you were out walking, right, and you know, because she lived also around the same area.
Oh, wow.
You would walk around and it's like, man, what was that noise? And it's like, okay, well, it was just probably like someone that was walking and like passing by. You know, you create yourself stories to cope with that. But
oh my God, if you just tuning into Nighttime Shenanigans, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? All horrors and I mean, it's shenanigans. Like, we got to make up something to talk about. I'm interested. So this is the band Miss. I keep saying it wrong. I'm sorry.
Miss. 915.
Miss 915. So find them on Facebook, Instagram, all your social media. Find them on SoundCloud. I'm on SoundCloud too. And this podcast is on Amazon Music, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, all your podcast listening platforms. So make sure you check it out. If you guys are live right now on Facebook and Twitch, you guys are amazing checking in live. I like to do it live because that way it's like, it's not edited, so you'd be like, I didn't say that. So,
it's genuine.
Right. Like, you just see it here, and I'm hoping you guys are feeling the energy. They're ecstatic. They're coming in. They're letting you know that we are here. El Paso base. Catch them, especially when they go on tour. Don't miss the opportunity, right? Support. That's what we've been harping this whole episode. Oh, my goodness, guys. So,
yeah. Now let me ask you this, Sharita.
Uh-oh.
Since you're a comedian, what's your favorite comedy movie?
You know what? You guys are going to think it's corny, but I'm a Beverly Hills Cop fan.
Beverly Hills Cop, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're from New York, right?
Exactly,
so
yeah.
It makes sense. It's
you're going to put a banana in my tailpipe, you know? So I've been quoting, Beverly Hills Cop. I like that. I like Half-Baked with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer's character, stole the show from me. So it's like that kind of comedy.
That's pretty cool. Yes. Yeah, for me though, I don't know. Like right now, because she said she likes comedy, you know. So that's why I was like, hey, let's talk. I love one of my favorite comedies. You know, it's a classic, The Hangover.
Yes.
You know, that one. The
I was
Hangover.
Like, how you lose a whole friend? Oh, he's just on the roof.
It's happened. Yes.
I've been to Vegas.
Oh yeah, Vegas.
Speaking of July 13th to July 22nd, your girl is going to be in Vegas. Catch me. I'm on tour for July. Super excited.
Nice.
Can't wait to get back to Vegas. The only difference from last year is I did a week. So now 2 weeks of Vegas. Come on.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And I'm happy to report I did not come back broke.
Woo! Nice. Well, next time, you know, we'll probably go out there, do a show, and then she'll do some comedy in Vegas. Let's get it, right?
Of course,
we're also planning to go out there. So that's pretty cool, you know.
Yes.
The connections, that's one thing I like. Also, you know, in Arizona, I do want to give a shout out as well to Louis that's helping us kind of organize shows in Arizona and California, LA and stuff like that. So definitely, guys, you know, she said, you know, go out there, support. If you ever need a band to perform and if we're available, hit us up.
Yes.
We'll do it, right? We're also planning to do, like I said, more for the album show since we're going to release it. It's kind of a road to the release that we're starting to do.
Are you going to have an album release party too?
Yes, we will. We're planning on it. So
Can I come?
Yes, you can. You're invited. VIP guest, you know, Sharita having us ever since the beginning.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool on that, and that's what we're working towards.
Exactly. I'm totally excited for you guys. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming out on a Saturday and hanging out with us and letting us meet you all individually, getting to know you, because I think if you're personable and people get to relate to you better, they'll support you more.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing. Don't worry, I didn't ask no like real tough questions. I was like, what's your mom's last name?
I don't have a last mom. Last point.
So it's like, it's really just great to like sit here and talk to you guys, not only networking, but become friends, right? Yes. Friends in the entertainment industry. And don't think it just stops here. So we'd love to see you guys. Come on out. Just check the calendars, all right? Everybody's got a schedule on Facebook. So remember, like, hit that like button, hit that follow button, and support!
And if you see us out there, you know, like, I mean, at least for me, I don't know about them. Like, I'm not speaking for them, but come and say hi, you know?
Yes, he's so very
like,
talkative.
Yeah, as you guys can see, like, I'm really good, you know, when it comes to making connections, making friends, you know, like, we can chit-chat there for a while. Like, be like, hey, I saw you at Charita's, right? The Shenanigans. I also love, you know, like, the horror movies, right? And everything. Saw is one of those, you know, we can talk about that, ending. I haven't seen the new one, but
Spiral, yeah, that came out already. I'm not sure.
With Chris Rock, right?
I think. You know, I couldn't stomach past the first one.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just like, they were getting more creative with the killings. I'm just like,
ooh. It's very gory, but honestly, like, towards the end, also, that's one of the franchises that I'm like, okay, it was very bloody, but it's kind of good. You know, when you get to the end and it's like, all right, like, I guess it makes sense. It's you or me.
What's going to happen?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, you know, on that end.
Yes. All right, so we're about to hit the low, which is getting quiet. So we're just going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning in. And like I said, we will be back. Catch us the next Saturday, whatever day that is. I'm bad with math. All right, at 6 p.m. I'm going to put the flyer out there. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Thank you. Follow us, Miss 915.
All right, that's a wrap.